Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Buddha and the Borderline, my recovery from borderline personality disorder through dialectical behavior therapy, Buddhism. And Online Dating is a first-person mental health memoir by Kira Van Gelder. It recounts her long experience with borderline personality disorder, including early self-destructive behavior, addiction, depression, post-traumatic stress, self-harm, and unstable relationships. Before a later diagnosis helped name the pattern she had been living through. The book is not a clinical manual, but it is closely connected to clinical practice because it describes recovery through dialectical behavior therapy, a treatment strongly associated with borderline personality disorder. Van Gelder also frames recovery through Buddhist spirituality, especially mindfulness, compassion, and disciplined attention to emotional states. Its purpose is both personal and educational to show the internal experience of a disorder often viewed from the outside and to present recovery as difficult, uneven, and possible through structured skills, community, and spiritual practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, borderline personality disorder shown from the inside rather than as a diagnosis. A central value of the memoir is its account of borderline personality disorder as lived experience rather than as a list of symptoms. Van Gelder describes emotional volatility, fear of abandonment, impulsivity, self-harm, and unstable attachment not as isolated clinical features but as parts of a repeated pattern that affects work, intimacy, sobriety, and self-image. This matters because BPD is often discussed in psychiatric or family support literature from the viewpoint of clinicians or relatives. The memoir shifts the center of attention to the person experiencing the disorder, showing how behavior that appears irrational from the outside can feel urgent, protective, or inevitable from within. The book also resists simplifying BPD into a single trait such as manipulation or moodiness. It presents suffering, intelligence, humor, shame, need, and insight in the same person. That complexity helps explain why diagnosis can be both painful and useful. Painful, because it names a feared condition. Useful, because it turns chaos into a recognizable pattern that can be treated. Secondly, delayed diagnosis and the cost of not having a coherent explanation. The memoir emphasizes the long gap between the beginning of severe distress and the eventual diagnosis of borderline personality disorder. Van Gelder traces symptoms back to adolescence, while the formal naming of the disorder comes much later. This delay is important because it shows how mental illness can be treated piecemeal when no unifying framework is available. Addiction, depression, trauma reactions, suicidal behavior, and relationship crises can each be addressed separately, yet the underlying pattern may remain unrecognized. The book suggests that a diagnosis is not merely a label. It can organize treatment, reduce confusion, and help a person understand why ordinary coping strategies repeatedly fail. At the same time, diagnosis carries stigma, especially because BPD has historically been regarded by some as especially difficult to treat. Van Gelder presents this tension carefully. The label can feel condemning, but it can also open the door to a treatment model designed for the exact problem she faces. That dual function gives the memoir much of its educational force. Thirdly, dialectical behavior therapy as a practical structure for emotional survival. Dialectical behavior therapy is one of the most concrete elements in the book. Rather than describing recovery as a vague change of attitude, Van Gelder presents DBT as a disciplined structure for noticing emotions, tolerating distress, reducing impulsive reactions, and improving relationships. The memoir is valuable because it shows DBT from the patient side, the challenge of learning skills while dysregulated, the discomfort of group treatment, and the gradual shift from crisis response to practice choice. The dialectical aspect is especially relevant. Recovery requires holding together truths that can feel incompatible, such as accepting present pain while still working to change harmful behavior. This is not portrayed as quick or easy. The skills matter precisely because emotional states can become overwhelming before reflection is possible. DBT provides repeated procedures and shared language for moments when insight alone is insufficient. In this sense, the book helps readers understand why structured, skills-based treatment can be more useful for BPD than reassurance, willpower, or purely interpretive therapy. Fourthly, Buddhist practice as a complement to therapy, not a replacement for it. Buddhism in the memoir functions as a spiritual and practical complement to DBT, rather than as a substitute for clinical treatment. Van Gelder connects Buddhist ideas such as mindfulness, compassion, attention to suffering, and disciplined practice with the emotional regulation work required in recovery. The overlap is significant because DBT itself incorporates mindfulness skills, yet the memoir gives those skills a broader existential context. Buddhist practice offers a way to observe feelings without immediately becoming them, to notice craving and aversion, and to cultivate compassion toward a self experienced as damaged or shameful. The book does not present spirituality as a cure that erases illness. Instead, it shows spiritual practice as a framework that can deepen endurance and self-observation. This distinction is important. Readers are not asked to choose between therapy and religion, nor to romanticize suffering as enlightenment. The memoir positions Buddhist practice as one source of steadiness among several, especially when emotional pain demands both practical tools and a larger meaning structure. Lastly, romantic attachment and online dating as tests of recovery skills. The reference to online dating in the title is not incidental comic decoration. It points to one of the arenas where the symptoms of borderline personality disorder become most visible. Romantic relationships can intensify fears of abandonment, rejection sensitivity, idealization, disappointment, and impulsive attempts to regain closeness. By including dating experiences, Van Gelder shows recovery not only in therapy rooms or meditation settings, but in ordinary social life, where triggers are unpredictable and emotionally charged. Online dating also adds a modern structure of ambiguity messages, delays, profiles, and uncertain intentions can magnify insecurity for someone already vulnerable to attachment panic. The memoir uses this terrain to demonstrate the practical stakes of DBT and mindfulness. Skills must be applied when desire, fear, shame, and hope are active at the same time. This focus gives the book a distinctive texture among mental health memoirs. It treats intimacy not simply as a source of damage, but as a difficult field where recovery is tested, practiced, and made visible. In conclusion, The Buddha and the Borderline is especially useful for readers who want a first-person account of borderline personality disorder that does not separate symptoms from the texture of daily life. People diagnosed with BPD may find recognition in its descriptions of emotional intensity, shame, attachment fear, and the slow work of learning alternatives to crisis behavior. Family members and partners can benefit from seeing how distress may feel from the inside, though the memoir should not be treated as representing every person with the diagnosis. Clinicians and students may value it as a patient-centered companion to more technical DBT texts. The practical benefit of the book lies in its demonstration that recovery involves repeated skills, not a single insight. Its intellectual benefit lies in the way it connects psychiatric diagnosis, therapeutic method, spiritual discipline, and relational life without reducing one to another. Compared with many mental health memoirs, it stands out because it combines raw personal disclosure with a recognizable treatment framework. Compared with DBT manuals, it offers the lived difficulty of applying skills when emotions are extreme. Compared with spiritual recovery narratives, it remains grounded in clinical reality. Its distinctiveness comes from that combination memoir, BPD education, DBT practice, Buddhist mindfulness, and the messy social world of dating all held in one account. If you would like to support Kyra Van Gelder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.